Chapter 5, Care of the Aged. Institutions not the best plan. Men should not be employed to give their time and talents to the work of bringing the aged or the orphans together into a company to be fed and clothed. This is not the best way to manage these cases. Nor is it best to erect buildings for old men and old women, that they may be in a company together. Let them be helped in the very places where they can be helped. Let relations take care of their own poor relations, and let the church take care of its own needy members. This is the very work God would have the church do, and they will obtain a blessing in doing it. The matter of caring for our aged brethren and sisters who have no homes is constantly being urged. What can be done for them? The light which the Lord has given me has been repeated: it is not best to establish institutions for the care of the aged, that they may be in a company together. Nor should they be sent away from home to receive care. Let the members of every family minister to their own relatives. When this is not possible, the work belongs to the church, and it should be accepted both as a duty and as a privilege. At 9 o'clock we meet in the large tent with a few of the brethren to talk over the matter which is constantly urged upon us, that of the aged people who have no homes. What will be done with them? The light that the Lord has given me was repeated: let every family take care of its own relatives, making suitable provision for them. If this is not possible, then the church should bear the burden. The Lord will bless His church in exercising benevolence. They are God's poor, and are not to be left unhappy and destitute. If the church cannot do this, then the conference must take it up and make provision for the Lord's needy ones.